This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey AfterBuzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We're back with another episode of Real Housewives of Potomac. We're talking episode 12, Can't Hide from These Green Eyes right here. We got a lot to talk about with Monique and Charisse, Candace and Chris, and of course we got our MVP of the episode. So stay tuned. We'll be getting into that right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Step my money fast and go fast.
Hey.
Fast like a Lambo.
Hey.
I'll be jumping off the stage.
So for those of y'all who don't know, we are jamming to Apes by the Carters, just released this weekend. Beyonce and Jay-Z back, just like we're back with another episode of Real Housewives of Potomac. For those of you who are listening in on iTunes, just know that we are getting our groove on right now. I'm getting a little sway on at the moment. My two co-hosts are, you know, doing a little shoulder bob. One is praising the Lord at the moment, but, you know, we're about to dive into this episode. I'm one of your hosts, Richie Scott. Who we got on the panel with us tonight?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Felicia Michelle here.
And it's Imani Ajax.
No longer new girl.
Hey.
She made it. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So look, tonight we're going to be getting into a couple of different things for y'all. So y'all got to make sure y'all stay tuned until the end. We're going to be discussing, oh no, I didn't see you. Ooh, who said that? We're going to be discussing this little friction between Monique and Charisse. We're going to be talking a little bit about Every Hue and Candace and Chris. And of course, we got our MVP of the episode. And stick around for the end because we got some news and gossip for y'all, so you don't want to miss it. But first, let's get into this. Thoughts on the episode. What did we think about tonight's episode?
Oh, too many bundles.
Oh! You talking about Karen's wig?
If you want to say that category, yeah, I wasn't talking about. I was talking about Candace's. She got too many bundles. It's too many bundles. It's like hair track, or no, braid track. It's just like she has one braid and has three wefts on it.
Her face is too small.
A weft is what the hair is like connected to, and then you take the weft and you sew it into. I'm educating y'all for free. And you sew it onto the braid, and that's how you weave it into your hair.
So she has too many wefts.
One braid.
So it's just giving her a big hair look.
Or somebody must have made the wig on like a head that was bigger than her head, because she has a really small head. But Candace is still cute. This is no shade.
No, it's not a shade at all. Candace, it's just that there are too many wefts on one braid. One braid ratio.
Corrective criticism? Is that what this is?
No, you asked me my thoughts. I said there was too many bundles. That was my thoughts.
I just thought you were talking about the bundle queen, which is Karen, so I just didn't know.
No, your bundles can't come off to be the queen. Your bundles have to stay in place.
Okay. Well, I mean, Karen did treat us to another wig this episode. I don't know. Anyway, Imani, what were your thoughts on the episode?
You know what? Michael.
Michael, funny to me.
Michael, he came with the jokes this episode.
Didn't he, though?
I'm like, Michael, you with the jokes today. But not only that, like, he played me a little bit. Because I thought that Ashley was going to be a little smarter than him. But apparently, he's a little smarter than I thought.
Ooh. Well, you know what? Since we're talking about it, let's just dive right into this whole situation. This no baby, big problem. Let's talk about that. Yeah. What do we What do we feel about this situation with Michael and Ashley at this point? You know, because I feel like it just develops week after week after week. And it just, I don't know. It never looks good to me. But then I see them on social media and they look just as happy as can be. So what's up?
Social media is a highlight reel of your life. It's a lie.
Oh, well, I mean, because I don't know. I'll be feeling like everything I post, I do.
Same. Yes, you do. I'm a real one. You don't post the bad stuff. Like, I know I don't post the bad stuff. Yeah. Actually, that's not true. You see my Instagram. Mm. I have no makeup on, looking cray. But so maybe that's not bad.
But you're not going to post your relationship
problems. That's what I was about to say.
You
know,
you're not going
to
be like,
you have to be in a relationship to have relationship problems. So I don't got no problems.
Yeah, that. And so I don't post relationship stuff either, even if I'm like talking to somebody. Like, I just won't. I mean, you might catch a shoulder in the frame, but
you might catch someone in a group picture. You'll have to identify.
You're going to have to identify who that person is, but it ain't going to never be me and Bae riding in the, you know. No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm the same way. I'll be taking trips, I'll be on vacation. And you gonna see just me.
Right, Bae taking the photo. Bae and you ain't Bae unless you're doing all kinds of things to get the photo. I need you to get on the ground, get on the ladder.
Get my angle.
Right.
But
you know,
is Michael Bae? Because
no.
But I'm bummed. Y'all get it? Michael Bae? Okay, never mind. y'all don't know y'all don't. Thank you. No, is he bae? Because, like, if he's bae, like she says, like, how he comes at her, I cannot stand. And the fact that they got married, and the premise of them getting married was that she signed the prenup.
Nuptial.
Mm-hmm. And that she would get her baby.
Right.
So she has signed her she extended her prenup. That was so dumb. She extended her prenup, and he's not going to have, he doesn't want a baby.
Yeah. The way that I see it is, like I said, he kind of played her. He played me, too, because I wasn't expecting this from him.
You feel played.
I feel played because I feel like, dang, Ashley, I feel you.
He doesn't come off self-serving, selfish, kind of like into
you said he doesn't
what he
come
wants.
Off that way?
He doesn't come off like that.
But
to
that's
you sometimes?
The game. That's the gimmick to me, especially with him being an older man. He has to come off that way so that he is able to reel her in. Like, at the end of the day, he's still caring. He's still loving. He still does all of this other stuff, but she wants a baby. And he's not giving her that baby, and I feel like because he's just like, nah, y'all not about to take my money like this. You signed the prenup, and bada bing, bada bam.
Okay, but if you get married to somebody, and are we all single? If you're getting married to somebody, there are certain pretenses that you go into a marriage with, certain things y'all talk about. You wouldn't probably have agreed. Do you think she would have agreed to marry him had she known that he was just going to drag her along and not really want to have kids? Because she's very young. She's, what, 27, 28? She's not, like, nowhere near 30.
She's like 21.
Stop that. She does look so young. She looks amazing, but she's still very young, and and she doesn't have any children. His kids are grown, so I don't know why she would think that he would want to change a diaper or wake up in the middle of the night when his kids are old enough to work at the place that he owns.
But being that he's so much older, why wouldn't he? Like, how much time do you
have? I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of people having kids super, super late, like, in life.
But he married someone so young.
Right, that's my thing. So like at the end of the day, you can't. You know what you're getting into. I mean,
it would have to be somebody who respects reciprocity. And for him, I don't really think like he's a person who really is interested in reciprocity in his relationship. It's more so like, if I want it like this and I get it like this, I'm a businessman and rapping Jay-Z. And, and this is what I want. And this is how I want things done. Very, you know, how he probably made his money. His same type of attitude is in his relationship. I'm just not a fan. I think Ashley could do a whole lot better. Not just his looks, but just his whole presence. But there might be other sides of him that I don't see, so.
That's what's on, and that's the side that's on IG. Now go look at it.
It's the fake side. I don't want it with a filter on it.
What's life without a filter? And so, really, the key question here is, is she going to get her baby?
If she wants her baby, she has to figure out a type of way to maneuver around it.
Ooh! I was thinking the same thing. In my mind, I was like, well, I mean, really? Does she need his permission?
Y'all, wait.
Listen to what I'm saying here, and I don't know. I'm not married, but what I'm saying is this. If, because there's so many people out here running around who are having babies, and they never planned on having babies, right? Uh-huh. So if you married and y'all are having consensual relations, right? Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, what is the precaution for him to stop it from happening?
Because, I mean, it's the...
I just want to know. This is a valid question. Well, no, it's not a valid question.
It is a valid question. Because she said in the, what was it? She came in second season, right?
Hell no. We're not going to talk. Y'all serious? She going to trick her husband into having a baby.
I mean.
She's out there, but Ashley's not that far gone that she's going to trick her husband into having
a baby. I didn't say trickery. Who says it's trickery if both of them are saying, like, okay. Hey, babe, like, I'm okay, sure it's that time of the night again. Let's, you know. And so then what happens? Are they saying, no, stop. There's no baby here. Is that what's happening?
She says she finishes him off with her hand. The second season.
Ew.
You just answer my question. Thank you very much.
You going back to New Girl.
You know what?
Speaking of,
well, we talking reality today.
Right.
So let's get it raw, giving it to you straight.
Gross.
Okay. Give it to us, girl.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So if you guys are having fun with us, you'll have fun with a bunch of other afterthoughts that we have here. So, like, here at our after... if I could talk. All right. Here at our network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve our television fans. But now we need your help, so we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us out a ton, this is what's in it for you. It caters to a specific content that you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. So subscribing to our YouTube channel will also help you discover new shows we are sure you will love. Since you're already tuned into reality, we got, oh my goodness, we have too many reality shows. The Proposal, which starts tonight. Mm. Big Brother, one of my personal favorites. And Jersey Shore, a classic. You have to watch it. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, so don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They are optional. It's easy. Hit the subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know what you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. We always do shout people out on air. So thanks for being the best fans, and we promise to continue to do our best to serve you. Love you guys. Thank you.
Yes.
Subscribe. And can somebody brief me real quick? What is the purpose of Big Brother? Like, I've never actually seen an episode of
it. I almost reached out and touched you. It's an amazing show.
So I need to watch.
You need to get hip. I've been probably watching since I was like 12.
Okay, what? I need to.
From the beginning.
I need to.
Me and my whole family are huge fans. Shout out to my mama. Y'all know I love her. She loves the show.
I need to get into it so then I can get caught up on the after shows as well.
I'm just going to just bust in the after show. Like, hey guys, Big Brother fan, can I sit here with you guys and talk about it?
It's called stalking. And so... Speaking of things that didn't make sense. You know, this whole argument between Candace and Chris. This is one of those little couples arguments that you just be feeling like, why did we argue about that?
But why did she go to a 10?
It's a reflection of a bigger issue that is going to come later down the road. Trust me, I seen it. It's coming. Like, did y'all hear what she... Okay, if y'all watched the episode, she totally disrespected him. Like, totally. What he said was a minor... It could be, maybe when you're drinking, you're a little bit more emotional... And you took it a little more seriously as what he said. But what she said, her rebuttal back was beneath the, like, totally just, like, cutthroat mean. So we watched the episode. He calls her a spoiled little princess because he wants her, like, hold, she wants him to hold her stuff for her. And she's like, why? And he asked her, like, take your stuff back. She's like, why? And he was like, spoiled little princess. And so she made this whole big old fit about it. Mm-hmm. Honey is sitting here crying in the bathroom with all of her bundles in her head. And, but her reply back to her fiance, soon to be husband, is, hold on, because I wrote it down. Because I didn't. This is not verbatim. This is just as fast as I could copy down the ratchetness. But it was, you're a coward and a phony copy of your dead, or phony clone of your deadbeat dad.
Our thoughts exactly.
Yeah.
never, ever, like, that line is now crossed. Yeah. You can't uncross it. And when she was speaking from her perspective and she was like, he's just, this is just something that, it could be unforgivable. And I was like, girl, you gonna say he's making his dad beat dad and say that what he called you a spoiled little princess is unforgivable and you want a flower watch your wedding like you're Kim Kardashian and you want your mom to send 100 racks on your wedding and your dad to get 50 more racks? You are a spoiled little princess, and it affected you because the person closest to you, who always probably kissed your butt, told you what it was. And then you said that about his dad. I'll talk about people's parents. I'll talk about my parents, talk about my mom, my dad, nobody in my family. Like, it's going to be a problem. And then he's, like, hugging her, like, but he told her, like, I'm going to always tell you what's up. Like, I'm always going to keep it real with you. I'm always going to tell you. And I respected him so much more for not backing down and giving into her crying like that, because I feel like Shorty does that a lot.
You just drag her all the way down Burbank Boulevard.
I just dragged
the moment. I mean, down to the 405.
I just dragged the moment. In general, I did not drag her. I just dragged the moment, and I did drag her bundles. But I started with that. So
with the bundles, though.
You dragged her.
That wasn't my intention. I just think that if you're trying to enter into a marriage with someone, it's a very serious commitment, or even a relationship in general, like, and you're admitting, like, these vulnerable things about your life, for example, that your father's deadbeat and you don't talk to him, and the first thing you bring up to me is my dad, like...
But you know what? That being called a spoiled brat was for her that pressure point as well as that was for him. And I'm sure he knows how she feels about that, because this isn't something that she's talked about before. She's brought this up episodes ago. So it really bothers her when people call her a spoiled brat. Because it was even with Shasha, when they're all like, well, who was it? Was it Charisse who said it? But someone had said, oh, is your mother going to pay for all of that? So it's already bothering her.
Yeah.
He knows that. That's she goes home and talk about
it. I think that what bothered her was that they were implying that her man was broke. Not really that she was spoiled. I think that was what the issue was.
I mean, she did mention it in her confessionals as well.
Stop telling him people what he pays for and doesn't pay for.
Insults, period, in relationships when you get mad is not acceptable.
It's
not. It doesn't matter what it
is. It's like, either way, it's like, you know, for her, it was name calling. You know, and even for him, it was you touching on something.
Tell him that his situation is small. Tell him that.
No, don't say that either.
But anything but
just
to your parents.
Stick to the point of the argument, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to hold my stuff because I got to use the bathroom. Well, I don't want to hold your stuff because I got to call this Uber. That's how you handle the argument.
Exactly.
Like, it ain't spoiled little princess. It ain't you like your daddy. It ain't like, you know, at the end of the day, like, y'all got to stick to whatever it is that y'all mad about and talk about that. How about that?
It just went too far.
You know, and that's a lot of times what happens to people in relationships, because, you know, they get to drinking and they can't really, you know, manage what they say in public. You know what I'm saying? So
that's for sure.
And we want to make sure that we don't do that. We also want to make sure that you guys tune in to iTunes to check us out, because some of you are watching us here on YouTube. But let's say you're on the go, but you really want to hear our wonderful voices. You can tune in to us on iTunes as well. And for those of you who are tuning in on iTunes, just check us out on YouTube, because you can see our beautiful faces there.
Yes.
How about that?
Mad stars, all the stars, and comment, too, because we need the comments.
And ain't no horse faces here. So let's talk about Karen Huger's event, okay? Because we had a horse face in the building. Karen and Giselle, Giselle and Robin showed up ready to roll up on somebody. Okay, that didn't happen.
Green eyed bandit.
And they get kicked out of another event.
Again.
And Giselle called Kendall horse face.
Oh my God. That was the one. And we're all sitting here last week. Oh my gosh, she's so pretty. She's so beautiful. It's like horse face.
And like, then it was like they zoom in on her face, like, and you're like, and I'm like, oh my God, does it look like
Mr.
Ed?
Nah. Then you're like, nay. You're like, oh.
You know what?
Y'all shady. To be clear, I don't necessarily think she has a horse face.
I don't either.
It was just hilarious way they played the scene. Kendall, girl, you ain't gonna hold it. Come on the show.
She does it. Yeah, come on. We love to talk to you. She's gorgeous.
They get kicked out, and you know, more importantly, you know, I'm gonna get to Charisse in a second because I'm trying to save her for last because we got a lot to talk about with that. Mm-hmm. But where is the money going?
How y'all think she walked into the bank, though, to cash this charity check?
Like Beyonce Joanne, in that video.
Like Joanne the Scammer.
Well, they got the same wig.
Stop. Joanne's wig is really nice. Sorry, Joanne.
Honestly, true.
Except in her confessionals, because Karen's confessionals, she be looking amazing.
Confessionals look is old.
She looks beautiful. It's like two different people. Like
that laugh she did when they asked her about how much she made, though. I'm like, Karen.
I love it.
I loved it, too.
I love it. There's nothing wrong with that.
She said it's public record. I can check it on Google. Okay.
So what, we need to Google it then.
We really do. I'm curious.
Fans of the show, people who are watching, I want us all to Google this when we get done.
People who are commenting and watching, let us know
if you can find out how much. Because now we know the time frame of this event was around CBC weekend, which is typically the end of September. So you guys can go back into the archives, go check out google.com, and then we can check on this situation together and recap about it next week. Because I really want to know, like, Michael called it icon. Like, icon. And he said he's not even writing a check. Well, guess what? At least Karen and Robin and Giselle paid the way to get in, and they still got kicked out. How you don't pay a dime and brag about it on TV, and you didn't get kicked out. Rude.
The whole thing, I don't understand. Like, I mean, I've been watching the show, because obviously I've been talking about it this entire season. But, like, I don't understand, like, when did it get so weird between them? Like, why is that, like, a thing now? Like, y'all have known each other forever, over a decade. Like, come on, Karen. Like, really? Like, you're just going to act so shady towards Robin and Giselle? Like,
but I feel like because they were coming with mess, and she was like, I don't want that right now.
But she brought mess, too. She brought Kendall.
She did bring the mess, but she felt like she didn't.
And granted, it was her event, you know what I'm saying? And
she's trying to make money.
Right.
So, she's
but
like,
for what?
You can't
y'all
scam the people.
Coming with the mess, and I'm trying to get this back. So,
I think in her blog last week, Robin called it a money grab. But I love how Monique is not, like, backing down about this. She's like, I don't know where this money's going. Like, somebody tell me where it is. Are you looking it up? I felt like she was looking it up.
I was trying to find some things.
Okay. I felt like she was on the hunt. So we got our investigative journalist right here. She's on the case. So she's going to have some information for us in a minute. What I want to discuss right now, also because there's a lot to break down with this whole situation, is, well, note, Giselle and Kendall did not interact at all at this point. But I feel like that's coming.
It has to come.
They're coming. Giselle walked right on by her. Kendall was like, I know she saw me.
Nay.
Sorry. Why are you playing her like that?
It's just the joke is funny.
It is. It is really funny. I mean, where did she get a horse face from?
Like, where did she get that from? She just took anything.
Oh, Giselle.
Giselle's so petty.
I don't know. That was hilarious.
So, Giselle and Robin get kicked out and Charisse and Ashley is just everywhere the action is. They follow her out. They follow them out. And so, you know, Charisse makes a point that Robin goes, like, lowers herself when she's around Giselle. Do we think that's true?
I think so. I feel like it becomes like a high school relationship at that point. Like, a high school friendship. It just seems like a bunch of mess when they're together.
I don't agree with that. I think that they have a vibe. And, like, if you're, you know, I know when I link up with certain friends, like, who is the person who does what? Like, if I link up with my own friend, like, okay, well, she's going to find us all the moves. And, you know, I'm the muscle. Like, you know, it's just like everybody has their role. And you just got to play your
muscle.
Role. No, more like the mouth. But like, you got to just play your role in a group. Like, it just might be when they get together and they get in this group, these are their roles or whatever. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I get with you. We link up. We a team. We a squad. This is how we handle it.
I guess it really is like a squad. They got a whole little gang going on. But it's still at the same time, like, every time they're together. Like, for instance, when they're talking about, I know we're going to get into Monique. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, oh, well, do you think Monique is using her? And it's just like, come on, y'all pumping a whole lot of stuff into the air that's probably not even true.
Well, is it? Is it? Because Charisse has been feeling the same thing, too. As she confessed to Robin. Like, I mean, she was adamant about it. Like, when Robin brought it up, Charisse basically confirmed what Robin was thinking. Mm-hmm. Also, what Giselle was thinking as well. So, it's kind of like, is Monique social climbing?
Mm-hmm. I think that was her intention when she came to Potomac anyway. That she wanted to make a name for herself.
I don't see why it's really... I'm not seeing a problem in
it. I don't think there's a problem with that either. That's baby, what I'm like, work your way up to wherever you want to be in life. This is your life. You live it how you want to live it. We're in front of these microphones. We're working on getting ourselves up so she can do the same. If she wants to be in that realm of a socialite, and that's what she wants to do in Potomac, by all means, socialites raise money for charities, right? And not into their personal company. So as long as she's doing the right things, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Sometimes I wonder, though, like, and I'm not saying this is the situation, but I mean, I think we see it happen a lot. Like,
I love when you throw out, like, your it's always a monkey wrench. I like it.
Sometimes I wonder if it's a situation where, because I've had this happen, where, you know, I'm always introducing people to people because I just feel like that's what, you know, that's what we do. You know, that's what we're supposed to do, right?
Network, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And whatever you do after that is beyond, is, you know, but, you know, there's a certain, like, I think a level of, like, sort of, like, courtesy. Like, just friendly courtesy that if I'm inviting a whole group of, like, the new person can't invite a whole group of my friends that I just introduced you to your event. And then I get the call last. Like, oh, you gonna stop by? Okay. No. Yeah. No, I'm not stopping by.
I see what
you know what I'm
the
saying.
Call
so
had been yeah. first,
right? Then... So it's kind of like I wonder if it's more of like that situation and something that we're not seeing because it's all what I'm also hearing is that they're not talking as much anymore.
Yeah,
but even Monique seems a little concerned about that. She's like, "Well, why?
Should I've been hitting her up. She I feel doesn't like I'm stalking know. Her or something." She said,
"Yeah."
Like, I feel like I'm
so
stalking
I
her.
Feel like it, whatever it is, she's not intentionally trying to, you know, come off that way to Charisse. So. I don't see why Charisse just wouldn't. Well, they're going to have to.
Intentionally,
talk, so,
unintentionally, whether or not she meant anything by it, it is what happened, and that is how she took it. So it's you need to make that right because you don't want someone to think that you're ever using, especially a friend, a new friend. You never want them to think you're using them.
Well, but that's why they're going to talk. So especially, I feel like Monique is wondering why. So she wants to know what the issue is.
Especially a friend like Charisse because what it does is, I mean, Charisse is obviously... one of the, you know...
somebody who Monique would probably aspire to be, like, in a social setting in Potomac.
The person that everybody should know.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, that's just who she is. I mean, and in every community, in every group, in every social circle, there's always those people who really... you don't really want to get on their bad side unless you are where they are already. Mm-hmm. That's just... I mean, that's just being smart, right?
Well, then Monique's not doing a good job if that's the case.
So, yeah. I mean, so it's interesting to see how that situation is kind of shaping up. And I'm wondering exactly where that's going to go in the future.
It could... I hope that it is a conversation that they can have because it's really simple to be like, hey, girl, I really didn't like the way you just invited all my friends. I feel like you just kind of like bombarded and tried to take all my people from me. That's not what you're trying to do, right?
Girl, no. It's really not. Like, I'll just move to Potomac, you know. I'm trying to make my... I'm sure she's not going to sound like that.
Right.
But, you know, like, I feel you.
And it's just a conversation. Yeah. Like, a quick
and
little
it's
thing.
Like, are we cool again?
But
like
this is a Housewives
let me
franchise.
Add some
so
vodka to your cup. And let me add some Hennessy to
if
yours.
If she's Monique, she's and not me, drinking.
Right.
Praise the Lord. No,
Okay. So, based on everything that we talked about up until this point, everybody should know what part of the episode we are in. It is the MVP of the episode. This is basically where we determine, based on our own thoughts, who is the most valuable player of this episode. Who caused the most drama? Who sat back and did the most, but also worked the least?
Max and amount so, of drama, minimum amount of effort.
Exactly. So, Imani, no longer new girl. Who do you think was tonight's MVP?
You know what? I don't want to be like the bad guy because I really, really...
somebody's got to do it. It's usually me, so go ahead.
I'm take gonna it. Sound so wrong against towards women, and I'm a woman myself, and I don't like seeing women get played. I said that for the last episode, but Michael really outsmarted me.
Us how.
He really outsmarted me because I felt like when I first seen Ashley and she was starting a restaurant, I'm like, girl, you really working this, man. Girl, you in a restaurant. You pulled up with a Porsche. Ashley was doing it. I'm like, girl.
She probably thought she was doing it, too.
She did.
She did.
I'm sure she did. She kept talking about it. She like, you know, he's like the pot of gold, but I really love him. You know, she was playing that whole scene. And then Michael just switched it up. He like, you thought...
So Michael, wow. I don't think I ever picked a guy before anyone's picked a dude.
And I'm gonna pick Michael. And he also had the little funnies. He ain't never been that funny to me, but Oikon. I was like, bro, you all tonight.
Oh my
but
god.
But Michael, you know,
that's a good pick. It's cold. That's a really good pick.
Give Ashley a baby.
My MVP of this episode is just Nay. It's just so, because I don't care. It was hilarious. Like, it was just funny. Because we all, it's funny because we know Kendall's beautiful. I really do like her. She's not, she doesn't have a horse face. So, but when she said it, like, it just was funny. And the way they, like, stuck. Production just oh really hit God. That joke. Like, they were like, we're going to do that for her. They're going to hit that joke. And it was just so, it was funny. It just makes me laugh. And now, every time I say no, I'm going to, nay.
You know what? Okay, I'll give you that. You know, I have a three-way tie.
I have a three-way tie. You're crazy.
Okay. Well, first, I'm going to give it to Michael, because I was thinking to myself, when I said he did the most with the least amount of effort, I felt like he shaded Karen's entire event and still didn't donate.
Her whole company, okay? Actually.
He got Ashley to re-sign this prenup and still ain't giving her no baby. He is pulling all the strings, and a lot of times he not even in the scene with Ashley. At and all. She complaining and whining and crying. They fighting about him. So I just feel like, yo, you deserve a medal, dog. You especially this episode. Okay, so then the other one I was going to give to Giselle, because I thought...
She had me at horse face. Can someone make it a gif? Is it gif or gif? Can you make a gif or gif and send it to us? Because I really would like one.
She had me at horse face. I couldn't. But then I got to give it to production for asking Karen how much she made on that charity. Now, and that was shade. That was shade. All I see is producer. So how much did you make? And I'm like, Karen, in her
grand dame,
right, said nothing, gave us no answers at all. She's still continuing to talk in circles, and I'm here for it. But production, to me, y'all
can't
got
you
it.
Get in trouble for that? Like, can't you go to like, can't you get arrested or sued or something?
If there's proof,
yeah, there's obviously there has the evidence.
That something crazy is going on, but I think anybody could have reported that and said, hey, let's look at those financial records.
So y'all think she really being like Joanne, the scammer?
I would hope not, especially if she's doing it in the name of her mother-in-law.
Yeah, I don't even see that.
Hugo.
So let's get into some news and gossip real quick.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So in her Bravo blog, when Charisse was asked about this whole issue with Monique, she says that Monique wants to convince people that I have an issue with her becoming friends with Kendall, aka Horseface. That's not only childish. Well, she didn't write that part. I said it. That's not only childish, but it's not even in the spectrum of my issues with Monique. Quite frankly, she and Kendall are similar and make great friends. Neither of them cares about how their actions affect other people and focus selfishly on themselves. Monique and Kendall were more obsessed with trying to get at Giselle, which neither of them are capable of. Monique is very concerned about her reputation, but could care less about anyone else, but has no problem trying to bring down the reputation of others. The mere fact that she is trying to turn this into a friendship issue, my suggestion to Miss Samuels would be for her to learn how to be a real friend first. So I am assuming that this beef and this war wages on. Mm. But I also got some devil news on top of that.
Go ahead. Okay, what's the double news?
Well, it was revealed over the weekend that Miss Monique Samuels is pregnant with her third child. So, congratulations to her. She made the big reveal on Instagram where she was seen kind of twerking in some sort of boomerang. She kind of revealed the baby bunk. So, congratulations to Monique and Chris.
Congratulations, especially after she had a miscarriage.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's awesome. Congratulations. It's awesome. And I'm sure that basically secures her spot for season four because we know how they love a pregnancy.
Oh, they love Housewives. Love another one. See, Ashley should get pregnant too, and then she could be pregnant with
Monique. I don't know. Monique just stole her thunder.
Yeah.
Well, we at least know, you know, she's safe to drive now.
Ooh. Yeah.
The roads are safe.
Let's get into some predictions for next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Imani, a.k.a. New Girl.
I'm not even a new girl no more.
I know, I wanted to bring it back.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like Monique and Shasha, they're going to be cool like the other side of the pillow. They should be. Mm. If it ain't next episode, it's coming.
Like the other side of the pillow.
Like the other side of, you know.
Oh my God, that is so.
Are we cool? Like the other side of the pillow.
Oh my God. Wait, so you think they're gonna get it? You think they're gonna like temporarily diffuse the situation?
I don't know. I think I'm just hoping so.
Because I mean, based on this blog,
yeah,
don't sound like nothing was worked.
But I'm hoping for it. I'm really hoping for it because I think they should just be friends. I don't think it's anything too big that has happened between them. So.
Okay.
And Michael's still not going to be having this baby.
So we're going to see, we saw in the preview that they're going, Monique's going to invite the ladies to Cannes.
Yes.
That's in France, if you didn't know.
Y'all.
And Ashley's declining. Robin's declining. I think that her doing that is going to be a big actual problem. Like, it's not going to be taken as a nice gesture. It's going to be a drama-filled issue. Because she's kind of like there, she's showing off again.
I'm sorry. I am never declining a trip. I don't have to like you.
I wouldn't decline.
You're inviting me on an all expense paid trip. Guess who's going? Me. And you're going to see me every day that you don't like me. I'm still going. I'm going to look good too. How about that?
Wee.
Yes.
Boom. Predictions for next week. I'm going to say that they're going to put a Band-Aid on the Charisse and Monique issue. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's not done. I feel like this is just the beginning of it.
It's going to be sealed, but there's a small leak, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, you can't put a Band-Aid on something that requires surgery.
Mm. Look at this, getting deep.
Well, you can't. It's the truth.
It sounds like an Instagram meme or something, like about life.
I mean, I might put it up later. Anyway, that's all we got for y'all today because we all tired. And y'all saw the episode. So make sure you comment, share, like. We need y'all to continue the conversation until next week because we're going to interact with you.
Yes,
I'm one of your hosts, DJ Richie Scott. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter and the Facebook at DJ Richie Scott.
What's up? It's Felicia Michelle. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle.
And what's up? It's Imani. You can find me everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook at Imani Ajak. Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.